that's just a taste of what you'll hear at USANA Amphitheater June 10th as Steely Dan and the Doobie Brothers come into town with 103.5 The Arrow. And this morning we have the honor of having Donald Fagan with us. How you doing, Donald?
Pretty good. What's going on?
Well, just having my morning orange juice and waking up in the snow here in Salt Lake City.
Oh, wow. Yeah, it's actually pretty nice here. I'm in New York. It's pretty nice here today.
So, Donald, have you gone by the name Tristan Fabriana anytime lately?
Not lately, but maybe I should go back to it.
Yeah, why not, man? I loved your liner notes reading through the Steely Dan albums when I was younger. All the aliases you would make up for musicians like Illinois Alanahu, Fonus Quaver. Good humor, man.
We have a little bit of comedy background, too. You know, I went to school with Chevy Chase and, you know, knew a bunch of the guys who started Saturday Night Live. So, actually, the very first comedy group that predated Saturday Night Live, actually, a lot of that started at our school, Bard College. So I used to see Chevy and John Belushi and all those guys when they were first getting into doing skit comedy.
Brilliant. You guys played Saturday Night Live, haven't you?
We've never were guested on Saturday Night Live.
Oh, I would have figured you've done it 6 or 9 times. Jeez.
Never.
Being in New York.
For some reason, it just never worked out. And I'm not sure why, but...
Well, maybe in the future, man, because you've got that comedy bone. Speaking of which, you know, what's one of the strangest aliases you ever signed into a hotel under while touring with Steely Dan?
Well, for a while, we were... Walter was under the name Gus Mahler, and which refers to the composer Mahler. And I had some other composer's name. I can't remember what it was right now.
Well, let's talk about the current tour, because that's why you're calling. I talked to Tom Johnston recently. He said he had a hoot hooking up with you guys last summer.
Yeah, it was really fun. It was a great gig, the Eagles and the Doobie Brothers, yeah.
So for you, it was like seeing old friends, like a class reunion probably.
Yeah, we used to open for the Doobie Brothers back in the 70s, so yeah, it was good to see them.
Is it tough to play those huge baseball stadiums and get that Steely Dan sound without, you know, it just seems it'd be tough.
No, you know, we play the same show. You know, it's you're helpless to a certain degree in a big place like that. You're sort of dependent on the acoustics of the place and their equipment, you know. But no, it was fine.
Well, thanks for coming back to Utah this summer and playing a bigger venue. A lot of us were left out on tickets. They sold out in less than an hour last year at Red Butte Garden.
Right. Yeah, that's the way we did it, yeah.
Yeah, the date again, June 10th with the Doobie Brothers, Steely Dan. We've got Donald Fagan of Steely Dan online with us right now. And Donald, man, your music was so far ahead of its time. When I bought Countdown to Ecstasy and Can't Buy a Thrill, I was just going, wow, this music is music of the future.
Oh, well, thank you.
Well, you know what stands out about your music to me and a lot of other teenage boys who listen to Steely Dan, we didn't like love songs, you know, as teenagers, and you guys just came along at the right time with storytelling in your music.
Yeah, most pop music is our love songs or something simple, and actually it was Bob Dylan who, I think, bringing the folk storytelling mode to rock music, you know, he really opened it up, and after that, you know, it really inspired you to do something different. And since stories are really all we can do, it was good luck for us.
Yeah, but I'm not sure if Bob Dylan had the characters like Cousin Dupree and Janie Runaway. And, man, when I hear Kid Charlemagne, it's just fantastic stuff.
Yeah, we wanted to sort of merge the, like, a literary short story with the music. And I think that's what our contribution was.
While the music played, you walk by candlelight.
When you and Walt were writing songs, did you start with those stories and then wrap the music around it? What was the process?
It depended. Sometimes we had the lyrics first or an idea for lyrics. Sometimes we had music first and, you know, we looked through our list of song ideas and stuff. We had a notebook, you know, chock full of ideas and we'd just do that. But, yeah, it's sort of, you know, you do a little of one and a little of the other, and you end up with something.
Well, I heard through the grapevine a lot of your characters and the stories are based on either where you lived in New York or Los Angeles.
Yeah, well, you know, wrote a lot of songs with our East Coast notebook out there, so there were songs about living in New York and the whole Broadway music scene and all that. And then when we moved to L.A., there was, you know, endless stuff to write about.
Yeah, L.A. is certainly its own animal. Well, Donald, do you know, when you were younger, you didn't tour a whole lot. Do you regret not doing so much touring?
Well, we toured for 2 years, and then till I think through the Pretzelogic album in like 74. And, you know, in those days there were just endless problems on the road. The sound was bad. We were usually opening for heavy metal bands and all kinds of other bands. And, you know, it was the road conditions were, you know, we were staying in really bad hotels and all that. So we decided to just concentrate on recording. And then there was a lot of history in between there. But in 93, we started touring again. We've been touring almost every spring and summer ever since.
Yeah, I've noticed that. You must be having fun on the road these days.
Yeah, it's great. You know, because the hotels are better, for one thing. But the sound is better. And over the years, we've developed a band now that's been with us for, I don't know, 15 years or so. And we really enjoy playing with these guys.
And we're certainly looking forward to seeing you. Donald Fagan and Steely Dan, they're here with the Doobie Brothers, June 10th, USANA Amphitheater. Tickets available at Ticketmaster right now. And Donald, you've got about everything accomplished a musician could want. You got Grammys, you've got all sorts of accolades. I can't imagine any of the musicians you've jammed with over the years has been intimidating, but, you know, is there anybody you get a little nervous and you have to up your game around? You know.
Oh, yeah, believe me, there's lots of people who... I'm scared of.
Really?
Well, Larry Carlton was always terrific, and then we bring in some fantastic jazz musicians like Phil Woods and Wayne Shorter and so on. So, yeah, you know, we had to be on top of it.
Well, Donald, certainly appreciate your call from New York City this morning. Have a great day there, and can't wait to see you June 10th. Steely Dan and the Doobie Brothers, ladies and gentlemen, Donald Fagan.
All right.
Thanks again, Donald.
My pleasure. It's good to talk to you.